The U.S. Justice Department's power to investigate Phoenix police came from a landmark 1990s crime bill. Public results of the review are likely years away. But if systemic civil rights violations are found, sweeping reforms could be implemented and perhaps supervised by a court-ordered monitor. KJZZ's Matthew Casey has more on the investigation.
People hoping to become Phoenix police officers run on a track around 6 a.m. on a Saturday, test day at the academy. Recruits show fitness by climbing a chain-link fence.
We want to spend as little time as possible on top of the fence. It's up and right over.
Officer Adam Tim coaches them through each part of the fitness test, which is like gym class, except for the 165-pound body drag to simulate pulling an injured person to safety.
Okay, on you. Go ahead. He's going to backpedal as fast as he can. Keep going. Keep going. He's doing great. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Time.
Tim tells the batch of diverse recruits that he wants them to be successful and become officers. The Phoenix Police Department has been short-staffed, going back to a hiring freeze caused by the Great Recession, and new cops will be joining an agency under a federal microscope.
Today, we are announcing that the Justice Department is opening an investigation into the city of Phoenix and the Phoenix Police Department.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the sweeping probe, known as a pattern or practice investigation, nearly a month ago. Authors of a government report on this kind of review linked its creation to an infamous police brutality case 30 years ago. Here's ABC's Peter Jennings.
Now the story that might never have surfaced if someone hadn't picked up his home video camera. We've all seen the pictures of Los Angeles police officers beating a man they had just pulled over.
The beating of Rodney King was tied to institutional failure by the LAPD. In 1994, Congress gave the executive branch power to make police agencies honor constitutional rights.
I mean, it's historically important because never before has the U.S. Justice Department intervened in the real nitty-gritty details of American policing.
Sam Walker, professor emeritus at the University of Nebraska at Omaha, is an expert on pattern or practice investigations. He says congressional momentum for federal oversight of local police was already building then, but the power of the King video, like footage of police killing George Floyd in 2020, made a big difference.
Prior to that time, the average American and most white Americans simply didn't believe that some of these terrible incidents actually happened.
The feds have completed or continue to work on about 45 pattern or practice investigations. The main goal, Walker says, is organizational and systemic transformation.
It doesn't change a department overnight. That just doesn't happen.
The review alone can take years. If violations are found but are not widespread and the department is able to fix them, the feds may strike a deal that's court enforceable. More commonly, though, they have a judge pick a monitor to oversee implementation. In Arizona, monitors have long watched the Maricopa County Sheriff's and Colorado City Marshal's offices.
This requires patience on everybody's part and a lot of input from the public.
One South Phoenix resident with input for federal investigators has been on police reform, use of force, and disciplinary review boards.
My name is Janelle Wood, and I'm a concerned Black mother with Black Mothers Forum.
Wood founded the group, which just had its fifth anniversary. She's had discussions with Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams and her executive team.
I've been really wanting to talk to the officers, especially our unions. I believe our union leaders need to be at the table.
They're the ones who work directly with the rank and file. Wood sees a disconnect between their actions and command staff saying they want to work with communities of color.
How come that's not being lived out on the streets when your officers who are actually encountering our young people are behaving abusively and aggressively?
Wood plans to share with federal investigators examples that show excessive force, discriminatory policing, and retaliation against protesters are routine practices. She doesn't think any institution can fix itself.
It will need that independent oversight because it's difficult for me to say I need help. Like, oh, I can help myself. Well, if I could, I would have already done it.
Whether the investigation goes that far and how long it takes remains to be seen. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.